His wife died a year ago. He wanted to stay in L.A., but there were too many memories. He's renting for tax purposes, but he hopes to buy a place real soon.
I can't believe you went over there.
Hey, I saw you both flirting at the wake. You're obviously into each other. Now that you know he's single, you can ask him out.
Julie, I like Mr. Delfino. I do. I just, I don't even know if I'm ready to start dating yet.
Ugh, you need to get back out there. Come on. How long has it been since you've had sex? Are you mad that I asked you that?
No, I'm just trying to remember. I don't want to talk to you about my love life anymore. It weirds me out.
I wouldn't have said anything. It's just...
What?
I heard Dad's girlfriend ask if you dated anyone since the divorce, and Dad said he doubted it. And then they both laughed.
Hey, Susan.
Hi, Mike. I brought you a little housewarming gift. I probably should have brought something by earlier, but...
Actually, you're the first in the neighborhood to stop by.
Really?
Susan knew she was lucky.
Well...
An eligible bachelor had moved on to Wisteria Lane, and she was the first to find out. But she also knew the good news...
Hello there!
...travels quickly. Edie Britt was the most predatory divorcee in a 5-block radius. Her conquests were numerous, varied, and legendary.
Hey, Susan. I hope I'm not interrupting. You must be Mike Delfino. Hi, I'm Edie. Britt. I live over there. Welcome to Wisteria Lane.
Susan had met the enemy, and she was a slut.
Thank you. What's this?
Sausage puttanesca. It's just something I threw together.
Thanks, Edie. That's great. I'd invite you both in, but I was sort of in the middle of something.
No problem.
I just wanted to anyway.
And just like that, the race for Mike Delfino had begun. For a moment, Susan wondered if her rivalry with Edie would remain friendly.
Oh, Mike, I heard you're a plumber?
But she was reminded that when it came to men...
Do you think you could stop by later tonight and take a look at my pipes?
Women don't fight fair.
Sure.
Thanks.